Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to ask the CLO, Steve Harvey. All right, Steve, Valerie in Birmingham. She said, I went to the bathroom while I was out with my husband. I saw a coworker and talked to him briefly on my way back to the table. My husband said I disrespected him. Am I not supposed to greet a coworker just because he's a male?
Well, I don't think that was disrespectful. You just spoke. Now, if you was standing up there laughing and kikiing,
all in
know,
his face,
on a date with your husband, then that's a whole nother thing. So I don't know if you're leaving that part out. Mm-hmm. If you was over there laughing and kikiing, child boy, you so crazy, and then touching him and laughing all that is disrespectful.
We can't.
Because your husband's sitting there and you over there laughing with another man and you're supposed to be having dinner with your husband. But you could have spoke to him and just say, hey, how you doing? I'm here with my husband. If you'd have brought him over there and introduced your husband, you'd have just nixed the whole thing. But you probably didn't do that. Hey, my husband is here. Come and meet my husband. Your husband would have felt better about it, but you probably didn't do that. And then you just walk back over there. Oh, that was great. So who was that? Oh, that's Harold from my job.
Yeah,
who is Harold?
My coworker.
He from my job. So what was you standing over there all that time for? You just saw him at work.
I was just talking. Yeah.
No, you ain't speak. You was over there kiki and I saw you.
And that's the problem, Valerie. You were
right
kiki.
There. Bam.
Right there
you
girl.
Next.
Christy in Richmond. I won't allow my boyfriend to stay overnight at my house, and I don't stay at his house. He says he feels trashy going home after sex. I feel like that's his problem, not mine. What is so wrong about wanting my whole bed to myself every night? Yes, girl. Chris,
well, that walk of shame.
That's but for him.
Yeah.
He feel like trash, though.
Man.
And you don't stay at his house. That's a switch.
Right. That's a new one. Yeah.
I always wanted you to go home. I never.
About you.
Yeah. I gotta go work it more.
Oh, is that
ooh,
the hint?
These engines is calling me Ford Motor Company. I got to go to Ford.
Yeah. Did it work? Did it work?
Yeah. Yeah. I've never been that guy.
You never wanted ladies to spend the night? Say why?
Nah, man. I don't know. You know. This ain't finna go nowhere.
This wasn't no love,
engine.
No,
what?
No, hell no.
Heavy engine ever.
The hell's we cuddling for? I don't see you without your hat on and makeup and all this. Hell. Go on. Keep the illusion light on. Don't take nothing off. Put all it put the back on. Go. Yeah.
You did wrong for that.
You don't need all that. This ain't going nowhere. You know it. I know it.
So Christy in Richmond, she shouldn't feel bad for wanting to have her bed to herself, right?
She's no, good. That's what, why don't she just tell the man, that's what I do. I don't want to spend the night.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And then go ahead. You're going to find out you ain't going to have no man in a minute. He going to go somewhere where he can get what he want. He won't spend the night with somebody you don't? Cool. I'll leave your house and go to her house. How about that?
Wow.
Ooh. If I was 20, I could do it. When I was in the 20s, woo, I could do it.
But not today.
Oh, hell no, not right here. I'm barely going to be in. Sometimes I can't even get up and go to the bathroom. I'd be so wiped out.
Okay, oversharing. Let's move on. Javier in Orlando. My wife changed her passcode on her phone and her email password. I asked her why did she do that. She asked me why I care. Is she trying to get back at me because I use passcodes on my devices, or is she possibly talking to another man?
Why?
Well, bro, you got passcodes on yours. Do you give them to her?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you give them her yours, she should give you hers. But if you ain't giving her yours, then what you want her to do? Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
Nope. There it is. Right. Two-way street with that.
Why did they even bring up the
email? Why do you want to read somebody else's email? What's in there? I said, I only read my own email. Why I'm going to go in here and read yours? What's in there?
This boy right here ain't been married no time. Go on, take the next one, call him.
Okay. Tommy put his
head
down.
You worry about emails. You don't worry about no emails. You need to try to figure out how to get this fence.
Leave Junior alone about that fence. All right, let's move on. Raina in Montclair. Our 21-year-old son needs the air conditioner fixed in his car. My husband said the heat will build character and teach him not to take things for granted. It will be a hot summer. So should I go against my husband's decision and get the air fixed?
No. Stop getting in the way of these men who are raising these boys. No, don't go behind your husband's back.
But it's hot out there. The baby got a...
That's
well, he's 21.
That's all right. He's going to be just fine. He'll be sweating.
He's 21. He ain't no baby. Let that window down. He ain't stupid enough to keep the windows rolled up till he die, is he? Crack your window and get you some of that boy by.
450 action dish. Four windows down, 50 miles an hour. You're going to get some air blowing in there. That's that 450.
Yeah.
Nah.
So you guys agree with the dad's decision?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. 100%.
Absolutely.
What's wrong with that?
Wow.
And don't call when you get a flatty.
You've been taking you've been taking money going to the club buying drinks. Take all that drink money and fix your air conditioner.
Wow. But fixing an air conditioner car is expensive, y'all. He's 21. He may not.
And he got to get his hustle on, Carl.
Yeah. So, okay, well, that's.
He still got a car.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hell, my first car ain't even have air.
I didn't either, to keep it 100.
He probably live upstairs. He probably live upstairs.
You know, you could actually buy a car that didn't have air conditioner.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't have air either. All right, so the dads on the show say this is building character, and y'all agree. Well, Raina, your son's going to
treat you like some punk. Let him last. He going to be hot. You know how many times I've been hot as hell. I didn't run the air conditioner because I need to save my gas in my car. How about that?
I done rolled around with my shirt off and had it hanging in the back and put it on when I got where I was going. He gonna be just fine.
All right, well.
No, that's how I dry clean my clothes when I was homeless.
How?
I would wear a shirt, it gets sweaty, put it on the coat hanger, put it on that little loop, tape it to that loop and hang it out that window and button it up, go down the highway about 70. Yeah.
Nah.
And air blow all that funk out that shirt. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. About 70 miles an hour for 3 hours. That shirt is nature fresh.
Nature fresh. It's the fan.
Yes, literally.
When the
all
people
right.
People start to jam.
Come on, get with me.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.